We talk about food. We talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
You are listening to Snacky Tunes. I am one half your host, DJ Never Forget. Terry Diabolik is still out working on his new TV show, but we expect his return in a couple weeks. That was just Mr. Dave Sitek. Is that good?
Yeah, sure.
Where's
the echo, man?
I don't know. You know, we used to have an effects thing in here, but I'd always hit like other show announcements.
Yeah, and just
I'd be like,
away.
Isn't that amazing? And I'd try to do like a car crash. I'd be like, coming up at 4 p.m. pork roasting tips. That was just off his brand new record, Maximum Balloon, or from the band Maximum Balloon.
Yeah, you can do both.
I can do both.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it like a S/T self-titled, or is it just kind of?
It's an S/T/S/W swimwear.
Okay, that's very good. That was the first track, Groove Me, featuring Theophilus London, who you know that we love on here, who has been on Dinner with the Band and is a fantastic dancer.
Yeah, he's dresser. Something else, right? You know? He's got style.
He definitely has style for days. And also joining us in the studio, we have Mark from the Whisk and Ladle Supper Club. I'm going to withhold the last name since it's still an illegal affair.
I incredibly appreciate that. I wish I'd been more as savvy as you are about that. But yeah, thank you.
But Mark from the Whisk and Ladle Supper Club, and actually we were just discussing how Mark's Supper Club and where Dave used to live and where we shoot Dinner with the Band is in about a half a block radius from there. And we actually shoot the opening for Dinner with the Band at Mark's building, so no one knows where it actually is. But I guess
I've actually seen you guys, shooting that.
It's hilarious that even a food movement has to go underground.
Yeah, I mean it is. But so welcome to Snacky Tunes.
Thanks for having us.
I'm excited to have you both in here today. Mark, we have known for a long time. He was kind of our first introduction to the underground supper club movement. I didn't even know that supper clubs could be underground, but as Dave so well pointed out, most things have to move underground in this day and age because...
You go from a millionaire asshole mayor to a billionaire.
Right, exactly. You know? And I'm just trying to eat, you know, some creme fraiche or some foie gras, and I have to, like, do it by the secret of night. So Mark, why don't you tell our fair listeners a brief history of the Whisk and Ladle Club?
All right, yeah. We started in 2004. It used to be all paper invitations. We would write out all of the invitations and send them out. My old roommate, Nora, started the club out of her apartment. And when we all moved in together into an old barrel making factory on the Williamsburg waterfront, we decided to do these. It was just like, if you know so many people and mm-hmm. your friends know so many people, it's almost impossible to get them in the same room together. And when you do, it generally costs a lot of money just to have like a huge dinner party. And we were like, why don't we just set up a little website?
Why don't we just charge them?
Yeah. And essentially like we can pay for our party with just like the people who come and we can drink and have dinner and word sort of spread around slowly. And we had a really huge party that you guys actually DJed.
Was that the first one?
That was one of the first parties we'd ever had. Yeah, and you guys...
I was there.
You were on top of one of the bedrooms spinning, mm-hmm. and people were playing badminton inside. And you decided... I don't know. You decided to tell some people. Other people decided to tell people, and some articles
like that
came out.
It's like that Wayne's World thing. And they'll tell one person, and they'll tell another person, and then you get to a 9,000-person mailing list.
It used to be like I could figure out where every single email came from.
Right.
All these fantastic people saying like, oh, I was at Pies and Thighs this weekend deep frying mac and cheese. I would love to come over and try that at your place.
Right.
And being like, I think I know who he was hanging out with when he did that. Now it's just like, I have no idea where these people are coming from and who they are. And
Have a lot of chefs do like test recipes or test kitchens at the loft and then like you maybe saw it like crop up on other menus?
That is, there's a bar just a block away from us who has four of their eight cocktails are from our parties.
Dave, have you ever been to any of the underground supper clubs while you're here?
No, I was in other underground illegal activities when I was here.
Mostly not involving food.
Yes. No.
We didn't quite have the appetite that comes with that. So you, what's the bar and what are the cocktails? Because I know that that's a major
Man, I don't want to, is that allowed? Am I allowed to say
you
that?
You can say that.
Let's see, we started doing a lot of infusions and we started seeing a lot of other places doing infusions. Like that's not something we invented, but we just saw a few like we started infusing vodka with fig, which we'd never seen on a menu before. And then down the street at Cameo, they have that. They've got a muddled jalapeno, which is nothing exceptional. But there's a few other things on the menu that we've been doing like with plums and things like that that we saw on just some neighborhood places. And it had to have been people who came to one of our parties and just like said that's absolutely going to be on our drink menu.
Inspired. What do you say? Is that lifting, borrowing?
Do you know that there's actually a restaurant in San Diego called the Whisk and Ladle, and they copied our logo, our website, and our name, and just opened as the Whisk and Ladle.
Isn't
so I've never been, but I've always wanted to go.
I'm pretty sure one of you is like a lawyer in your group. I'm pretty sure that's in IP,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, had we copyrighted this name, I'd probably be in jail right now.
You got to go above ground.
Yeah.
Or you got to double your prices for the entrance so you can buy a politician.
Yeah,
that's how we're living here.
That's actually true. I mean, I've got the my band TV on the ham radio.
Yeah, that's how you do it, man.
And Minimum Balloon of no relation. Just somebody do something.
Yeah.
So I know that you have a number of things coming up, and I know that we can't talk about all of them. But one of the things that I've always had fun is that you guys always have a CMJ showcase there.
It's actually, it's actually an unofficial CMJ, because we can't have like the invites, people showing up. Or we can't really
badges.
Release tickets and things like that. So it would be, so we just sort of keep it unofficial, but we've had some great bands. Last year we had, The Love Language and Local Natives played.
Local Natives are great.
Inlets played as well. And actually Sufjan came sort of in hiding, just for a minute or two, but, The year before we had like Miles Benjamin, Anthony Robinson, and our friends in the Loom.
Mbar, he's amazing.
He's such an amazing guy. And yeah. You just give him a bottle of bourbon and he will put on like the best show you've ever seen in your living room.
And don't give him a bottle of bourbon. He'll put on an even better show.
And you have to understand that this place is like not, I mean, it's like your standard Brooklyn loft that's kind of built out. So it's, you have like 250 people crammed into like nooks and crannies.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's the way it used to be. Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of fun, you know, in the old days.
I completely agree. I've always felt like every time I go to a show that I have high expectations for the band. The band is great and the floor and the sweat. I love all that shit. But the,
You can say it's internet radio.
Sweet. Fuck. I always feel like the experience, the rest of it, like the cocktails and it's always like plastic cups and it could be such like a classier affair. And I always liked running a really nice bar during all of our shows. So yeah, I don't know.
You're going to class up CMJ.
No, I don't think that's even, who would even want that? But,
I'm not quite sure, but
what are you guys doing for CMJ? You guys doing anything?
We used to throw parties. We don't bother with that stuff anymore. I mean, we DJ, but I feel like CMJ is great when you're starting out, and Dave, you can say when you're starting out, it's great, but then you're just kind of fighting against the noise and like, you could just throw a show the next week and it would be better.
I'm scientifically designed to not be at festivals. You know right. what I mean? Yeah. I've gotten it out of my system. I've had great fun for sure. Yeah. But you know, after a while.
It's fun. And you know, my first CMJ was when I was a music director at my old college, and I had never, like, I was in Eugene, Oregon. I came here and it was like New York City. And like, I was like a music director and I didn't realize they were all trying to woo me. So it was like dinner and drinks and, you know, 40 hours of partying and 20 hours of sleep. And I was like, this is amazing. And 3 hours later, I was like, oh my God.
3 hours later, you're pregnant.
Yeah, I know. And
with someone else's radio show.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I missed my flight and I blew our budget. Yeah. I apologize. So we're going to play another song off the record. Which I'm enjoying.
I'm glad that you are.
It's really good, and we will talk to Dave about some of the questions that I have. But I know that I have one question right now.
Yeah.
I know you don't live here anymore.
Uh huh.
Where do you go when you first come back to Brooklyn to eat?
You know, it's really funny because all I had in mind when I came back here. Hey, you can rock it, man. That's all I had in mind was listen to my own music. I eat my own music. I was really excited to get spicy Moroccan meatballs at Cafe Jatin in Manhattan, and I went there and it's gone.
Right. Like all things New York.
Yeah, there you go.
All things that you ever
authentic watched. New York experience. So I just had a hot dog on the street. I didn't really, but I thought about it.
Yeah. All right, well, this track is Tiger.
Sweet.
Off the New Yorker, which is my favorite on the record.
Awesome.
I didn't know if I was supposed to play like certain promo songs. I just picked the ones that I loved.
I think it's a free country.
Yeah.
Unless you're making dinner parties.
Yeah, and it's internet radio. So you're listening to Snacky Tunes. We're your host, Finger on Their Pulse. We have Mark from Whisk and Ladle and Dave Satek from Maximum Balloon. Big shout out to Barter House for providing the sponsorship and free bottle of wine. Shout out to Roberta's, who's bringing us out some pizzas, and to Jack Ensley and Rec Tech for making us sound good. All right. You were listening to Snacky Tunes. That was just Tiger featuring Aku. Did I say that right?
You got it.
Where is Aku from?
Originally from Ohio, but he's lived in Brooklyn for a long time. Okay. So he's in the band Dragons of Xanth.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
A lot of your you're listening to Snacky Tunes. This is Dave from Maximum Balloon. If you're just tuning in,
this is Phil Collins.
Yeah, Phil Collins. David Byrne. And David Byrne. Then we have Mark from Whisk and Ladle. Actually, we'll save those questions because I have a number. You've got a lot of great collaborations on this record.
Sweet.
But Mark, we were talking about dinner clubs, and we were just talking on the break about, you know, how before when you started your Whisk and Ladle events, it was people just coming and kind of sitting on the floor, and now even the most basic dinner parties you go to have like a bartender or two or live music. So how do you feel about like this evolution from just, you know, basic to like, oh, if you don't have like the big ice cubes or like the crushed ice, then you're not really throwing a dinner party.
Yeah, no, I used to go to people's houses and just be so relaxed and enjoy myself. And we used to host potluck dinners too. And eventually, as we started doing more and more dinner parties at our own apartment, we started to figure out that people who came to potlucks were essentially trying to outcompete each other with like amazing dishes that they invented over the course of like 6 days.
Only people in like New York could like take all the fun out of like a dinner party. Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
They take the fun out of a lot of things.
Yeah. Was that? Oh, that chicken was brined for 24 hours. That's nice. This is like a 72-hour bath in like a perfectly controlled environment.
You nailed it. I mean, we just like as a group decided like we can't have these potlucks anymore. These people are showing up with like flaming cakes and they're like trying, you know, they're like sheet cakes made of spinach and all this stuff. So we were like, all right, we have to. But since we started doing these dinners, and since I've been more interested, I guess, in dinner parties in general, I haven't been to a dinner party without a bartender on like in the kitchen.
Right.
Like in years. It's been years since I've been to a dinner party without like somebody who's like, oh yeah, I designed four cocktails. I made my own vermouth. And it's such a different thing. But cocktails are becoming kind of a big thing for us and for almost any dinner club that I go to, there's always somebody making extraordinary cocktails. A friend of ours, Mayor, does a lot of stuff with us we have a mixologist in the house too. And one of the things that I love to do is I love to have cocktails for pretty much any occasion. Like if you have one person in your living room, you could have a cocktail for that. And if you have 50 or 150,
what's like a one person or to 10 person cocktail versus like a 50 to 100? Like what are you doing?
I would say the one person cocktail is usually like, you know, you try to do like a blended scotch and then maybe also like an Islay malt. And then do a little bit of really good vermouth and just slowly build it and stir and build and stir. You know, get a huge piece of ice in a shaker and just stir and build and stir and build. And you, if you can spend 10 minutes making the drink, or like a Ramos. You guys ever have a Ramos?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's like a drink where you essentially make a meringue in a shaker. You take a good amount of cream, a couple tablespoons of cream, a good like an egg white, some lemon juice, and you just shake and you shake 10 minutes, shake, shake, mm-hmm. shake, shake, and then you add spirits, right? Shake some more, mm-hmm. and when it hits the glass, it comes out as essentially like a meringue. It comes with like a glass of frosting, but it's like a gin frosting.
What's the drinkability on that?
It settles, and it obviously you
it's gonna wait 20 minutes,
yeah.
and your friend's like drinking from the flask.
Yeah, totally.
It is an incredibly romantic drink, and there's no way around people like having an amazing time eating essentially a cupcake drink. If you have 100 people in your room, we like to just like batch things in enormous amounts. So we'll muddle 50 oranges. We'll add scoops and scoops of brown sugar, and we'll just build like essentially a bitters and orange and brown sugar base, like almost like an old fashioned in a bottle.
Amazing.
So that we can do old fashions at like 20 at a time. But yeah, I don't know. That's for me. Dinner parties have gotten really, really good because I think people have gotten a little bit more, I think, more outrageous or more interested in it in general. But
right, and suck some of the fun out of it.
Oh man! Oh, how many terrible dinner parties have you been to this week? No, I'm kidding.
well, Mark, I want to thank you for coming on the program. Hopefully, you'll stay and eat some more of that pizza. Is there any thing that we can? I know that you have a big dinner coming up that we can talk about the following week.
All right, you know what?
Is there anything that you'd like to mention that people might be able to sign up for or come to or attend?
In December, the website is thewhiskandladle.com, and in December we're doing 5 nights in a row. We call it like our restaurant week, where we essentially do dinner parties every night of the week. And so we have 25 people. We might be able to get – we actually have gotten already because the season has started. We've gotten some bear, like some – black bear, which we were
thrilled.
For a
second, I thought you were talking about a totally different type of bear party. Yeah. I was like, okay, interesting.
Yeah, all of a sudden the invites drop out. And then last weekend, actually, we did an event with seven other supper clubs based in New York. So we did with City Grit, the guys from HDC, the Highlands Dinner Club, which is based in New Jersey, which is an awesome, awesome, awesome supper club, Highlands Dinner Club, A Razor, A Shiny Knife, The Noble Rot, Studio Feast. Oh, man, I'm going to forget some. Jason Anello runs this amazing Forking Tasty, and we're working with, like, Sugar Built, and I forgot who else, but a great, huge event for 100 people that we just designed and figured out and did in a week.
Amazing.
Last week, but.
So that's the whiskandladle.com?
Yeah.
Can you sign up for the mailing list on there, or is that still the...
It's
a bit closed.
It's like all a whole bunch of clicks.
Okay.
Eventually, once you get through the clicks, you're there.
Amazing. Well, yeah. Thanks for joining us. We're going to play a couple songs and then have Dave from Maximum Balloon. We're going to play a celebration song that Symbian Mobile Disco remixed.
Sweet.
Which I love. And we got to see them play last week in Philadelphia after the LCD Sound System show. And then we're going to play more off the record.
Wicked.
Yeah. You're listening to... Really?
Wicked, wicked, wicked.
But you're listening to Snacky Tunes with Finger on the Pulse, and we will be right back.
We'll be right back.
I've actually poured juice on my laptop. I destroyed my father's laptop.
Was it organic juice?
Yeah, fresh. It was organic. Yeah. No, it was Tropicana.
It was wheatgrass.
it was a wheatgrass. The computer actually thanked me.
Now your computer's chillated.
You were listening to Snacky Tunes. That was just Apartment Wrestling off the new Maximum Balloon record featuring David Byrne. We have Dave from Maximum Balloon in
Howdy.
Here. Howdy. The record is amazing. It's not, I saw you at the Dark Was the Night thing at Radio City.
That was hilarious.
Which was good.
Yeah. And first time ever singing by myself in front of a crowd. I was at Radio City Music Hall.
I was going to say, it's like, yeah.
14-piece band.
Oh, how do you get started? Well, it's really simple. You just, start at Radio City like I did, and then yeah, you put totally. Out a record. I don't really understand. Yeah. But it is great, and it was you singing, so I figured that your record, before I got it, would be mostly you singing, but it's pretty much all collaborations.
Yeah, I mean, once you have Karen and Tunde and Kip and David Byrne singing on your record, there's really no place to sandwich your voice in there without being like, God damn.
Look, all right, Dave, you're going to have the second track, but tracks 2 to 5 belong yeah. to me, all right?
Yeah, totally.
And I don't think there's enough rooms for Dave.
I just didn't want to hear... I didn't want to hear my voice up against those voices, you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah. So is there like some like B-sides records that's like you singing? Or
my comeback record, yeah.
Your comeback record. Yeah.
He's so unusual.
So, I mean, but tell me, I mean, was this mostly recorded in L.A.? Did you come back to Brooklyn and do all these vocals? Because a lot of these are Brooklyn-based artists.
Yeah, but they all came out to my house, you know, at some various stages and right. did their stuff out there, with the exception of Byrne, who did his at his studio out here.
It's
here being New York
where we're
Earth
yeah. and Earth mm-hmm. I need to ask you, have all these people, you're hosting them, I know you said you mentioned that you cook, you've been out to, would you say, 3 times in your 2 years in LA?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So would you cook for them when they come out, or
yeah, I mean, we always, the thing about you know, Southern California is that almost everything's in season all the time,
right.
And it's, you know, and the biggest fish market in North America is right in San Diego, so stuff comes out of the ocean and it's pretty much in Los Angeles within 2 hours. So
amazing.
Yeah, there's some really good food, you know, good raw ingredients out there, and you know, there's tons of farmers markets, and so we just cook, you know, at the house all the time. So
what do you find is good like studio session music when you're recording?
Studio session
like
music?
what do you like to eat, like when you're recording, as opposed to like, you know, just a Saturday night meal?
You know, we get pretty elaborate, you know, I mean, we've been doing a lot of grilled lamb lately, and you know, I've been pureeing shallots and making this kind of marinade where I use a little bit of Dijon and Worcestershire and pureed shallots and mint and rosemary, and I kind of just let it all just hang out for a while.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty damn good.
That's pretty good. It's like so make the marinade,
yeah.
Lay down a track.
Yeah.
Come back,
you know, check back. On the coals, make sure you're doing good, you know.
It's pretty good. It's like, oh, we got some downtime. Let's make a hit.
Yeah, but I mean, it's pretty much every day is just, you know, some different direction. I mean, on the days off, I cook the more elaborate stuff, you know, like.
What's the most ambitious thing that you've ever cooked?
I don't even know if it's, I don't even know if ambitious would be the right word. The most time consuming thing is definitely the gumbo, because I make the roux from scratch. And, you know, usually I just put on the Wizard of Oz. And then by the time. By the time Dorothy lands, you know, then it's just the right consistency.
That's amazing. What if all cooking time was done by like movies?
Yeah. Actually, the real way, when I make the gumbo the proper way, you know, it's about 3 movies deep, because it takes about 6 hours to do it right, you know.
That's
just the roux.
Just the roux. Just the roux.
Yeah. It's hilarious. You're sitting there stirring the whole time.
Which is your third
record,
just
the
roux.
Just the roux. Yeah.
Do any, and I mean, I kind of love it. I'm kind of curious, you know, I know with Theophilus, when we had him on the show, he loves Trinidadian food, and I mean, you have such a diverse range. Karen, David Byrne, David didn't come out there, but like, did you have to cook tailored to their needs, or like, this is Dave's house, Dave makes the food?
No, I mean, for the most part, it was just like, hey, what do we feel like doing? And you know, the out at my studio, I mean, it's funny because people come to the studio and the first thing that they tell everyone else about is the food, because we go, I mean,
is the studio in the house?
Yeah, it's in the house and everything. And you know, my friend Dave, who lives out there, is, it's the best fried chicken you'll ever have. And it's, I mean, you know, out there, everyone talks, you know, they go on and on and on about Roscoe's, which is good, you know, if you're not doing it yourself, but this is light years beyond that. So a lot of times, you know, people will text me and they're like, are you making chicken? You know, and then a session will come out of them coming over trying, and no one eats before they come to my house. So, but I've been doing a lot of baking lately. Yeah,
I was going like to say, I was going to ask about the baking, because I know a lot of people, I love to cook. Mm-hmm. I don't like to bake.
It takes a lot, because you have to really get to know you know, you have to get to know your ingredients in your oven, and your humidity is a factor. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, I was doing baguettes, which is, you know, in a commercial oven is easy because you can get up to 600 right. degrees. But, you know, when you're like at 500 and varying humidity, it's, you know, it's just crazy. So, but baking is something that I was really terrible at. So I made myself do it, you know.
I guess maybe, yeah, maybe that's like the next phase. Like,
you just have to be like, what do I suck at? And then really focus on it, you know, and then blow it 30 exactly. times.
Oh, it's also motivational speaking day. Yeah, it's exactly. like, find out what you suck at, look deep inside your soul, and then just go fucking fix it.
Yeah, exactly.
And stop complaining, make a baguette.
Yeah.
So I'd love to have you play some music for
us. Yeah, I can do that, yeah.
What do you have on the playlist?
Well, I've got a lot of really banana stuff. You know, I kind of feel like there's no way for you guys to sprinkle Old Bay on my voice, because you know your studio is not as advanced as mine. So instead, I'm just gonna play a cover of a Randy Newman song. I don't know if you're a Randy Newman.
Oh
song,
yeah,
amazing.
He wrote the song called Baltimore, about Baltimore. It's true. The song is so true that all the Baltimore DJs were up in arms, and they banished the song from being played on the radio, and then they canceled one of his shows. And then Nina Simone covered it and really, you know, kind of bitch slapped.
Wait a second. They were up in arms because
the song was accurate.
Oh,
and Baltimore is a rough place.
And
man.
It speaks. I'm guessing we'll hear that.
Yeah, it's the real deal. So this is Nina Simone covering Randy Newman's Baltimore. Let's check it out.
Little seagull on a marble stair. Trying to find the ocean, looking everywhere. Hard times in the city, in a hard town. There ain't nothing here for free. Look around the corner, waiting for a train. Drunk, lying on the sidewalk, sleeping in the rain. Oh,
la 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 la. Qu'est-ce qu'il y a?
T'as pas entendu un truc bizarre?
Si.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
C'est le gaz. C'est le gaz dans l'appartement en dessous. Des fois il y a des fuites, alors ça s'accumule. Puis s'il y a une étincelle, ça explose. C'est normal. Et qui dit explosion, dit détonation. D'où le bruit que t'as entendu tout à l'heure, voilà. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Dis donc.
La 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 la.
Tu sens pas le brûlé?
Ah ouais? C'est normal, je t'ai expliqué. Il y a eu une explosion.
Oui.
Et l'agitation moléculaire due à cette explosion...
La quoi?
L'agitation moléculaire.
Ah ouais.
Provoque une élévation thermique, ouais, suffisante pour enflammer les matières environnantes.
Ouais, ouais.
C'est alors ce qu'on appelle la combustion. C'est normal. Ah. Tu comprends?
Ouais, ouais.
La 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 la.
Mais
la,
alors...
la,
mais...
la 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 la. La 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 la. Qu'est-ce que tu voulais? La 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 la.
Non, je voulais savoir. Tout l'immeuble il est en train de brûler, c'est bien ça?
Ben oui, écoute. Les matières qui ont servi à la construction de cet immeuble sont très fragiles. Tu comprends?
Oui.
C'est normal parce que de toute façon il n'y a que des familles d'ouvriers et des étrangers et quelques improductifs.
Ouais.
Alors le feu s'empare très facilement des matières.
Ouais.
Ça se propage. Nous sommes donc en présence d'un incendie.
Ah, un
c'est
incendie.
Normal.
Ouais, ouais, ouais.
Ouais. La 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 la. Qu'est-ce qu'il y a encore?
Tu sens pas comme si on commençait à tomber là un
Écoute, oui. Essaie de comprendre, c'est très simple.
Oui.
Tu te souviens la combustion?
Ouais.
La destruction de l'immeuble par les flammes?
Oui.
Bon, ça veut dire qu'en dessous, les murs et les étages ont disparu et que nous ne sommes plus soutenus par rien.
Ouais.
Or, une chose qui n'est plus soutenue par rien tombe. C'est ce qu'on appelle la pesanteur, c'est normal. La 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 la.
Mais alors, on va tomber.
La la la.
Mais du quatrième étage.
C'est tout à fait normal. C'est l'attraction terrestre. La.
D'accord.
La 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 la.
Pardon, mais je pense à un truc.
Ouais.
On va pas mourir dans une minute.
Brigitte, tu es fatigante.
Pardon.
Bon, on est en train de tomber.
Oui.
Or, tout corps tombe à une vitesse définie.
Oui.
Et en arrivant au sol, il subit une décélération violente qui amène la rupture de ses différents composants. Par exemple, les membres se séparent du tronc,
ouais,
le cerveau jaillit hors de la boîte crânienne et se tient. Dans ces conditions de déconnexion, il est évident que le phénomène de la vie ne peut pas se maintenir, c'est normal. Tu comprends?
Ouais, ouais.
Things went wrong, babe. did you touch when you needed tenderness? I gave you so much, and in return I found happiness. Baby, what did I do? Maybe
That's what I like to call a barn burner or a heater.
Yeah, it is a heater.
What is that song?
It's a Dutch oven.
I don't think I would call it that.
It's a Cleveland steamer.
The old Cleveland steamer of a song.
Yeah. That was Lorraine Ellison on Loma Records doing Stay With Me, Baby.
Amazing. And what was the song before that?
I played a song from, I think I played Bridget Fontaine and Oreski. I have it written on here as Brulé, but that's not the name of the song.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Let's talk the record for a second since we spent so much time talking about. Dave gave me a number of tips on how to bake pie and how to like straighten myself out of this predicament.
Yeah, you got to get your act together, man.
Yeah, which is essentially to share with listeners, make 30 pies, make one a day for a month, and you'll be fine about week two.
Yeah, I'd say your 10th to 12th pie, you'll figure up all the ways you screwed up and all the ways you succeeded.
So
you
know? Coming this spring... Me owning pies.
Yeah, there you go.
But so the record came out. It's on DGC Interscope.
Yep.
Which is great. And I remember DGC from my like teen
years. Yeah, it's kind of hilarious.
Yeah,
right?
It's kind of like the DGC Rarities Volume 1 comp and all the other things that came out. But they still exist and still putting out great music.
Yep.
And you can get it everywhere. Anywhere?
Yeah, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely everywhere.
And you're playing tonight or you're doing it in store?
Yeah, I'm doing an in-store performance. It's more like live remixes with the acapellas and stuff. A lot of winging it, a lot of guesswork.
A lot of winging, a lot of guesswork, which is nice.
Yeah, which makes it fun, you know.
And that's other music on in the city.
Yep.
And it's good like that. Anything else you would like to share with our listeners? Cooking-related, music-related, album-related?
Yeah, I'm at a loss, you know.
I know. Let me ask you the broadest question possible.
Yeah, let's open up the phone lines.
What is life? We got like 2 seconds to go.
Life is a rapid succession of mistakes.
I love it. Thank you for being on Snacky Tunes.
Absolutely, man.
Mark, thank you for joining us as well.
Yeah.
That is thewhiskandladle.com. And do you have a website?
I don't know. I think I do. There's, if you go to maximaloon.com, if there isn't a maximaloon.com, one of your listeners should just take it.
Yeah, and then make sell it. Yeah, then you can
sell it back to me.
Sell it back to me.
For
and
a bowl of soup and a haircut.
If not this, I know you're not coming on tour, but are you coming back to play for any time TV on the radio or anything else related?
Yeah, I don't know what the TV on the radio plans are, but I'll definitely be back. I mean, I come back all the time, so I mean, it's not like I live out there and just, you know.
You come back, scoff at our green market and be like, oh, you call these heirloom tomatoes? You call this fresh fish?
Yeah, I just come back here, you know, pretty much every month I'm back here for a couple minutes, so.
Yeah, great. Well, thank you for being on. What is the last song you're going to play for us?
The song that we just heard was Lorraine Ellison doing Stay With Me, Baby. I'm going to play another version of that song from Terry Reid, and it's in a completely different direction, but awesome. It's equally as Pants Wedding.
Anyway, well, thank you for listening. Make sure to check out other music tonight, and we will be back next week with Tim from Les Savvy Fav.
Punk rock.
Yeah.
Take care.
Stay with me, baby.